Hello and welcome to this week's Poem of the Week podcast in the Inner Sanctum. I thought that this week we'd have a bit of a Shakespeare festival. I'm giving a talk for the Institute of Catholic Culture next Tuesday. That's Tuesday, June the 29th. So the Feast of Saints Peter and Saint Paul. So I hope you might think of joining me for a two-hour lecture on Mark the Music, an introduction to the poetic voice of William Shakespeare. And I'll be reading selections from some of the plays, but I'm also going to be looking at one or two of the poems. I think I plan to focus on The Phoenix and the Turtle, which I don't believe we've read before, in the Poem of the Week, and also I'm going to be reading and discussing four of the sonnets. So I'm going to keep an eye on the clock here because I don't like to go longer than 15 minutes in any of the podcasts because I know your time is valuable and you need to be able to have some idea of how long it takes to listen to the podcast, so you know that you'll get change usually out of 15 minutes on each of them. So I'll keep an eye on the time and see how many of you have time to read. So without further ado, commencing our Shakespeare festival, we have this triptych poem by Shakespeare that takes some explaining, which I won't have time to do now, but I will do on Tuesday evening. So, The Phoenix and the Turtle by William Shakespeare. Let the bird of loudest lay on the sole Arabian tree, herald sad and trumpet be, to whose sound chaste wings obey. But thou, striking harbinger, foul precursor of the fiend, augur of the fever's end, to this troop come thou not near. From this session interdict every fowl of tyrant wing, save the eagle-feathered king, keep the obsequy so strict. Let the priest in surplice white that defunctive music can be the death divining swan, lest the requiem lack his right. And thou, treble dated crow, that thy sable gender mak'st, with the breath thou giv'st and tak'st, amongst our mourners shalt thou go. Here the anthem doth commence, love and constancy is dead. Phoenix and the turtle fled in a mutual flame from hence. So they loved as love in twain had the essence but in one, two distincts, division none, number there in love was slain. Hearts remote yet not asunder, distance and no space were seen, twixt this turtle and his queen, but in them it were a wonder. So between them love did shine, that the turtle saw his right, flaming in the phoenix sight, either was the other's mine. Property was thus appalled, that the self was not the same, single nature's double name, neither two nor one was called. Reason in itself confounded, saw division grow together, to themselves yet either neither, simple were so well compounded. That it cried, how true a twain seemeth this concordant one. Love hath reason, reason none, if what part can so remain. Whereupon it made this threen to the phoenix and the dove, co-supremes and stars of love, a chorus to their tragic scene. Threnos. Beauty, truth and rarity, grace in all simplicity, here enclosed in cinders lie, death is now the phoenix nest, and the turtle's loyal breast to eternity doth rest. Leaving no posterity, 'twas not their infirmity, it was married chastity. Truth may seem, but cannot be, beauty brag, but 'tis not she, truth and beauty buried be. To this urn let those repair that are either true or fair, for these dead birds sigh a prayer. Phoenix and the Turtle, again, very enigmatic, very cryptic, and I'm sure you didn't understand a lot of it. And the one thing I would say is that the turtle is, of course, the turtle dove, and not a tortoise or a terrapin or any other amphibian. All right, so let's read some of these sonnets. We might have time for all four, in fact. We'll see. So the first I aim to read is Sonnet 23. Sonnet 23 by William Shakespeare. As an unperfect actor on the stage, who with his fear is put beside his part, or some fierce thing replete with too much rage, whose strength's abundance weakens his own heart, so I, for fear of trust, forget to say the perfect ceremony of love's rite. And in mine own love's strength seem to decay, o'ercharged with burden of mine own love's might. Oh, let my books be then the eloquence and dumb presagers of my speaking breast, who plead for love and look for recompense, more than that tongue that more hath more expressed. Oh, learn to read what silent love hath writ, to hear with eyes belongs to love's fine wit. And the next one I'm going to read and discuss on Tuesday's lecture is Sonnet 73. Sonnet 73 by William Shakespeare. That time of year thou mayst in me behold, when yellow leaves or none or few do hang upon those boughs which shake against the cold, bare ruined choirs where late the sweet birds sang. In me thou seest the twilight of such day as after sunset fadeth in the west, which by and by black night doth take away, death's second self that seals up all in rest. In me thou seest the glowing of such fire that on the ashes of his youth doth lie, as the deathbed whereon it must expire, consumed with that which it was nourished by. This thou perceiv'st, which makes thy love more strong, to love that well which thou must leave ere long. Beautiful. And then the next sonnet is what I'm going to go discuss next at the lecture. So we just had Sonnet 73, we'll now read Sonnet 74. Sonnet 74 by William Shakespeare. But be contented when that fell arrest, without all bail, shall carry me away. My life hath in this line some interest, which for memorial still with thee shall stay. When thou reviewest this, thou dost review the very part was consecrate to thee. The earth can have but earth, which is his due. My spirit is thine, the better part of me. So then thou hast but lost the dregs of life, the prey of worms, my body being dead, the coward conquest of a wretch's knife, too base of thee to be remembered. The worth of that is that which it contains, and that is this, and this with thee remains. And finally, Sonnet 129. Sonnet 129 by William Shakespeare. The expense of spirit in a waste of shame is lust in action, until action lust is perjured, murderous, bloody, full of blame, savage, extreme, rude, cruel, not to trust. Enjoyed no sooner, but despised straight, past reason hunted, and no sooner had, past reason hated, as a swallow bait, on purpose laid to make the taker mad. Mad in pursuit and in possession so, had having an inquest to have extreme, a bliss in proof and proved a very woe, before a joy proposed behind a dream. All this the world well knows, yet none knows well to shun the heaven that leads men to this hell. Wonderful. That one actually sends shivers down my spine. So just again, just to remind you, if you do listen to this podcast before the Feast of St. Peter and Paul, this coming Tuesday, June 29th, do consider joining me for my lecture for the Institute of Catholic Culture on Mark the Music, an introduction to the poetic voice of William Shakespeare. And until then, or indeed until next time, thanks for joining me in the Sanctum, and thanks for joining me in this week's Poem of the Week podcast. Until next week, goodbye and God bless.